Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I'm Lori Walsh. Giving Tuesday is a global day of giving fueled by the power of social media and collaboration. It kicks off the charitable season and follows the mania of Black Friday with a call to make a difference in the world. The Frontier Agency helps nonprofits and social enterprises turn their mission into a movement. Ron Arnold is the founder of the Frontier Agency. His career has focused exclusively on making the world a better place. He's also a South Dakota native, no surprise, who continues to work with South Dakota companies. Joining us now via phone is Rod Arnold. Rod, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Hi, Lori.
So tell us your origins or your connection to South Dakota before we go too far.
Well, I was raised to spend most of my life growing up in Watertown, and still have a son at SDSU who runs track. He's a senior this year, and so I've got a few connections. Still have family in Watertown as well, in that area.
So give me an idea of your business and what your sort of mission is today.
Started the Frontier Agency really to, I spent 25 plus years working in nonprofits or with nonprofits as a consultant, and really started the Frontier Agency because I saw a need for innovative thinking and a new way of looking at how nonprofits can leverage digital marketing, especially. That includes social media, includes things like peer-to-peer marketing, peer-to-peer fundraising. And so we really offer both strategic and tactical kind of full-service digital, not just digital, but primarily digital marketing and fundraising services for nonprofits.
Why focus on nonprofits and this sort of notion of doing good in the world exclusively?
Well, I think, there's a business reason and a personal reason. I think the business reason is that it's what I personally have a lot of expertise and a lot of experience in. And it's also, I believe, in the power of focus. And if you focus on too broad, you hit nothing. And so we really narrow our focus on being a deep experts in a very narrow area, which we take pride in. And I think on a personal level, it's something that I love. I've always loved not just selling a widget, which nothing wrong with that, but really, getting help to someone who needs it, providing clean water for someone who doesn't have it, empowering someone who needs help. Those are the things that get me out of bed in the morning.
Does South Dakota have a strong philanthropic tradition that you're aware of?
Yeah, there's a lot of great nonprofits in South Dakota. I've worked with a number of them, and I think that I think that people of South Dakota, in particular the Midwest and South Dakota, are they're generous. They're aware of people who have needs in right in their backyard and around the world, and they get involved, and I think that's makes me proud to be from South Dakota. It's exciting to see when people really do engage.
Where are you based out of today?
I live in Nashville, and we're based here in Nashville, Tennessee.
So I ask everybody this who is from here and goes somewhere else, but what did you bring from South Dakota and your roots here into your work in Nashville now?
That's a good question. I think, the easy answer is kind of that Midwest hard work. I take pride in working hard, and I think that comes from growing up in a sort of rural community. My grandparents and my aunts and uncles, many were kind of from, farmers and still are. And I think just growing up in that environment, and we grew up kind of in the same, we had kind of a place in the country. We did a lot of work. I think that's probably the biggest thing, is that hard work and really being kind of down to earth and understanding that the big fancy. I lived in New York for a while, and just being in the city, I think people kind of write off a lot of the flyover states that they call them, and I think that there's a lot to be learned, a lot of great people and great ideas that come out of the Midwest and South Dakota in particular.
You've worked with an organization from Chamberlain, I believe, called Native Hope, through Giving Tuesday. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that organization?
Yeah, I love the work we do with Native Hope. I love what they're about. Native Hope is really focused on programs that empower a young generation of Native Americans. So they're focused on education, protecting at-risk youth. They've done a lot of work with the sex trafficking issue in South Dakota, especially among Native Americans, and other issues, domestic violence. And they're doing really good work. I love working with them for a couple reasons. One is that they have a they're really not giving just doing a handout. They're really empowering these young people who have a vision to make a difference and to preserve their culture and to bring it back to what it really was. And I think that's really exciting. And I also love the fact that they have a 100% model where if you give $100, a full $100 goes into programs, and they get their funding for the administrative and overhead side elsewhere. And so it's fun to be a part of that, and we were glad to be a part of the Giving Tuesday effort yesterday.
Can you tell me what Giving Tuesday, sort of how it is structured? Can you help me understand that?
You know, I think it really was a response, like you said in your intro, initially several years ago, started as a response to the mass consumerism that happens on on Black Friday and then on Cyber Monday. And like, I think everyone just needs to take a breath and remember what really matters. And mm-hmm. So that was kind of what Giving Tuesday was. And it's really been geared more toward millennials, toward younger people getting involved, obviously, with social media. I think that's expanding. I think that a little bit older age groups are getting involved in different ways. But it's a way for nonprofits to just kind of have a little boost into the giving season, because really December, end of November now, and then December and through the end of the year is the biggest season for nonprofit fundraising. It's when most of the funds are raised for nonprofits, and so it's kind of a kickoff for that as well. And I think it's an important moment, sort of a moment to recapture people's attention and turn it back to what really matters, and that's making a difference for the betterment of society, for people that really need help.
As you work with nonprofits throughout the country, how do you sort of, what kind of conversations do you have with them to inspire them to get that message out and keep doing what they're doing? Because I'm sure it's not necessarily an easy thing. It can be discouraging. Are you good at the pep talk?
You know, nonprofit leaders are really they're amazing people. A lot of what they do, and a lot of the, you know, there's some big nonprofits, and they get a lot of exposure, but there are thousands and thousands and thousands of small nonprofits with people who are underpaid working tirelessly just because they really believe in the cause. And I think, yeah, I do get to do some speaking. I do get to meet with some folks. We're getting ready to launch a podcast and some things. And I think my message to them is you can do it, and we can do it smarter. There's ways to do it to take advantage of new technology, of social media, of storytelling, getting the word out. And there's a lot of really great people out there doing really good work, and I hope that whether it's local or on a national or international basis, that people do get involved with charity during this season in particular.
You've been listening to South Dakota Native Rod Arnold. He's founder of the Frontier Agency. You can find more about Giving Tuesday, the Frontier Agency, and Native Hope online. We'll put some links up after the show on our website. That's sdpb.org/Dakota Midday. Rod, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Laura.